Hi, I'm Dr. Kat Lewitsky, and welcome to Psych Confidential, where we cover no-nonsense mental health discussions. This is episode 5, and if this is your first time listening, welcome. If you are a return listener, thank you for joining back. During the past 9 months, I have taken a hiatus from podcasting due to the significant changes happening within my clinic and personal life. As a working mother and business owner, life has been both exhilarating and yet very demanding. Clinically, though, within the last year, we have experienced tremendous growth as we welcomed 4 amazing new clinicians to our team, 3 doctors and 1 master's level therapist. The process of supervising and training has kept me fully occupied. And additionally, we've brought on an intern, fostering a culture of learning and mentorship within our clinic. On top of that, we're thrilled to announce the expansion of our clinic to a 3rd location in the Metro Detroit area, and this is a true testament to the hard work and dedication of our team. So I'm excited to share more details in the next coming weeks regarding our growth, so please stay tuned for that. In the midst of these professional developments, I am deeply humbled and honored to be recognized as a member of the 2023 Oakland County 40 Under 40 class. This acknowledgement has inspired me to continue making a positive impact in the field of behavioral health and mental health within our community. And on the personal front, being a devoted working mom has kept me busy and fulfilled. My daughter's starting preschool, and this upcoming fall, my son's going to be starting kindergarten, and this overall has added a new layer of joy and responsibility in my life. Balancing the demands of family and work, it's a rewarding journey, and I'm grateful for the support of my loved ones and this amazing team at the clinic. As I return to podcasting, I'm excited to share insights and experiences from my life as a working mom, a business owner, and a clinician. And thank you for understanding during my hiatus, and I look forward to connecting with all of you again as we navigate the journey of parenthood and personal growth together. So please stay tuned for more episodes where we're going to be exploring more important topics in mental health, parenting, and much more. So with that being said, welcome to today's podcast episode, where today we're going to delve into a topic that resonates with many parents, the process of preparing our children for the new school year. As a parent myself, I understand the mixture of emotions that come with this annual transition, and I want to normalize these feelings as a natural part of the parenting journey. So I'm a mom, my kids are ages 3 and 5, and this myself has been, these last few months of summer, have been a tremendous part of just emotional growth for me as I'm seeing my children transition, grow, and develop. We know the school year wrapped up a few months ago, and I can't believe I'm even saying this, but we're coming close to bidding a farewell to summer, and yet can't help reflect on the growth and development that our children have experienced. And this growth may have happened in the last year or in these last few months of summer. And as parents, we have to step back and reflect that we have been there from our child's first day of school to the milestones that they achieved, supporting and guiding them with every step of the way. It's truly an emotional journey. But as the new school year approaches, we may feel a sense of unease and anticipation. We wonder, are our children ready for the challenges that lie ahead? And we might be have these running thoughts in our head of, have I done enough to prepare them? This is a natural question as our role as parents, especially during these times of change and transition, and entering a new school year is a huge transitional change. However, it's also essential to recognize the significant role that we as parents have played in the lives of our children. We've nurtured their curiosity, encouraged their passions, and instilled in them the values that will guide them in their journey. As parents, it's our job to lay that foundation for them for success. Preparing our children for the new school year is not just about buying school supplies and new clothes. It's about instilling in them the confidence and resilience they need to face in this new academic and social challenge. It's a new environment, and it's going to bring on a new challenge for them. It's about fostering their love for learning and encouraging them to explore these new opportunities. As we navigate the process of the back-to-school preparation, let's remember our children's growth as a testament to our success as parents. And what I mean is that while it may be bittersweet to watch them grow, we can take pride in knowing that we have played an integral role in shaping the incredible individuals that they are becoming. Their increasing independence and readiness for new experiences reflect the love and care and support that we have fostered and provided along the way. And as we prepare for the new school year, let's embrace these emotions and support our children with love and understanding. Let's be present for their triumphs and struggles. Provide them with guidance and encouragement when needed. And navigate the ever-changing landscape of parenthood and continue to nurture our children's growth and development. Transitioning into a new school year, or essentially a new grade, right, can be challenging for kids, even if they seem so excited about it. The uncertainty of change, it's a fear of the unknown. They're going to be, you know, we have to remember that they went from one set of routines, whether that was last school year, a preschool, a daycare, then they have to transition to a summertime routine, which might be staying at home. Some kids go to camp, some kids travel. And now they're going to have to adapt in a few short weeks to another routine. So the social dynamics and academic expectations, they all add to this type of pressure, and that leads to more stress and worry within the kids. And this can trigger more feelings of anxiety within them as well. So it's important to look out for this and to prepare our kids for this change. Coping with change and adjusting to new routines can be difficult for, I would say, like, you know, some children, but all children, even adults. We all experience some unease, right? When something new is coming, a new job, meeting a new person for the first time, learning a new task, that's going to create some anxiety. Now imagine putting yourself in that child's role, and that child's, of course, going to feel some unease or anxiety. And younger kids might experience separation anxiety, whereas older children might feel the pressure to fit in and conform to some type of social norms. So to support our children during these transitions, parents and educators should work together to communicate openly, provide reassurance, and offer coping strategies. We need to create a nurturing and understanding environment that can help children navigate the challenges and set the stage for a positive school experience. Encouraging open communication and offering support can help children embrace the new school year or the new grade with confidence and excitement. So more specifically, parents and educators can play a role in helping children navigate these challenges by a few different ways. So they can work together by communicating openly is the first one. Parents and educators should encourage children to express their feelings and concern about the upcoming transition of the new school year by creating an open and supportive environment where children feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and can come to them to process their emotions to reduce anxiety. Now, not all kids are going to come and just say right out, I'm anxious or I'm nervous, right? But we need to listen and be observant of how the child's might be changing, how their behavior might change, and provide an environment of active listening to help the child feel learned and understood. Secondly, provide reassurance. Children might feel unsure about the changes that they will encounter, and providing reassurance can help alleviate their feelings. Parents and educators can emphasize the positive aspects of the new school year, highlight the opportunities for growth and learning, and remind kids of their strengths and capabilities. Reassure them that it's normal to feel a mixture of emotions during transition can also help to normalize these experiences too. And third, offer coping strategies. Kids may benefit from learning effective coping strategies to manage stress and anxiety during the transition. And some suggestive techniques could be deep breathing exercises, visualization, or focusing on positive thoughts. So deep breathing exercises is essentially mindful breathing, like what I like to call 5 to 8 breathing, you know, 5 breaths in, 8 breaths out. And what that means is not actually breaths, but you're counting. So you're counting to 5 as you're inhaling, counting to 8 as you're exhaling. This helps to calm the sympathetic nervous system, which could alleviate anxiety and other somatic symptoms. Visualization. So walking the child through that process, focusing on positive thoughts, helping that child have some type of affirmation so that they could feel internally more confident with the new school year. When we support children through the school transition, this process involves creating an environment where they feel comfortable expressing their feelings. And by offering this support, parents and educators can help children embrace this new school year with confidence and a more positive mindset. Because as I mentioned, and I can continue to mention over and over, I mean, a new school year can bring on new anxieties for kids. This is a new change, and we need to explore coping strategies for our children and model such behaviors that are expected and model positive coping behaviors. Offering coping strategies, as I mentioned, like the deep breathing exercises and engaging in enjoyable activities can help children manage stress and anxiety. So by doing things that they enjoy, maybe it's art, maybe it's science, maybe it's playing sports, all of these to help them lay down the foundations of having more confidence and a positive mindset. And also to help with this transition, to help make that transition smoother and more enjoyable for both parents and children, I want to discuss some strategies, 5 strategies that can be helpful in preparing your child for the new school year. Number 1, establish a back to school routine. By doing this, gradually adjust your child's sleep schedule to align with the school routine. So if your child needs to wake up at 6 o'clock for school in the morning, making sure they're going to bed at an appropriate time to get adjusted to that. Because we know with summertime, the routines, the schedules, you know, it's not consistent, right? It's not typically consistent. So we want to make sure that the child's sleep schedule is adjusted so that they're not only thrown in this transition overnight of now it's new school year to now everything in the household has also been changed. So we want to try making these changes in the household first, before, you know, a couple weeks before the school year starts, that when the comes time for the new school year, the child's already adjusted to one new routine to make that transition smoother. So you really want to ensure that they're getting enough rest by setting a consistent bedtime and wake up times, and reintroduce morning routines like having breakfast together, preparing their backpack the night before. And this is going to ease them into the school day structure. So giving them activities to do so it's not rushed, because oftentimes, you know, what happens is like in the morning, and I know I'm talking about this from experience. I'm also talking about this because I obviously work with families and kids, and that morning routine can be so hectic, right? Parents are rushing off to work, kids got to get out the door, and it's mayhem, right? Everyone's go, 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 go. And what you don't want is that, because then the child leaves for school and they're heightened in anxiety, and you don't want them to start the day like that. So let's start to make the rules and expectations now, start that routine so everybody in that family system knows what the expectation is for when the school year starts. So by doing this, I would recommend using like even a visual schedule, having just concrete pictures, communicate to your child more concretely of that expectation. You know, okay, first breakfast, then you get dressed. After you get dressed, you brush your teeth. After you brush your teeth, let's make sure the backpack's packed. Or even maybe what's even more doable is making sure that backpack is packed the night before to reduce some of that morning rush. But having a visual schedule so the child knows, they can maybe check off that list or know what's expected so that they're not forgetting anything and they're also taking accountability for what needs to be done. Secondly, reconnect with school friends. So you might want to organize play dates, meetups with some of your child's school friends if you're able to before the new school year begins, because reconnecting with some type of familiar faces from the child's last school year or their last class can also help ease any anxieties about returning to school and foster that excitement for seeing friends again. You know, part of that, you know, one thing that we do in our home is we use visual schedules, but we also use a calendar. So every morning we spend about 2 minutes in the morning to, we have like a very child-friendly calendar. Typically what you would see in like the classrooms, a small one. And I put in there also what we're doing for each day. So if my kids are at camp, if mom's going to work, if we do have upcoming play dates or fun things that we have planned for the weekend or that particular day, I put that on there. So not only do my kids know when they see the schedule now for August, when they're going back to school, they can see how many days we can start having that conversation. They also know when they're going to be seeing certain people on which days. That way I'm not just springing this on to them, you know, a day before, hey, you're starting school, or hey, this is happening this day, but they can also plan for this as well. And we're talking about it as a family. Thirdly, review academic material. So this doesn't have to be like a full school day. Just take 5 minutes in the morning to review previous information. You know, especially maybe some subjects that they've been struggling with the last school year. If your child's maybe their strong point isn't reading, but it's more math. So maybe you want to focus a bit more on reading, but something that makes it kind of fun, right? This doesn't have to be rote memorization, but just a little bit of warm-ups, getting some worksheets online or even some cheap workbooks from the dollar store or Five Below, just to help keep them engaged, you know, before the school year starts, but also of that routine of school is going to be starting, let's start doing some prep work before. And again, this doesn't have to be hours long of schoolwork, just even 5 minutes, you know. Breakfast is like, you know, being made or right before dinner. I think in the morning is probably the best to do it, because just getting it done, getting it over with, that way you're not forgetting to do it, you know, just giving a couple worksheets to do. I'm making this part of the morning routine. The fourth thing, and this is something I recommend to parents a lot, especially if you have a child who's neurodivergent. So the fourth thing is visit the school and meet the teacher. So if possible, visit the school with your child to familiarize them with the surroundings and layout. So meeting with their new teacher can also build a positive connection and ease any type of nervousness that they may have about starting the new grade or even a new school. So if you think about those transitions from kindergarten to first grade, you know, that's a different environment, new classroom. But what about if you're switching schools and you're going from fifth grade to sixth grade or eighth grade to ninth grade? So this is especially important for children who are neurodivergent, you know, autism or ADHD, who might struggle with transitions. You really want to take them through, and even kids with anxiety, right? And who need to plan and want to visualize it. What I recommend is once you know your child's teacher, once you know the classroom, maybe talking to the school, maybe they can provide that information further in advance than what they typically present to families, is taking them to the school, walking them through the building. And so they know, mapping it out in their head, this is where I need to go. This is going to be my classroom. These are the tables. This is the teacher. These are the lockers, you know, that I'm going to be putting my stuff in. And then if you go to the upper class, like middle school, junior high, high school, allowing the child then before the school year even starts to actually walk through their schedule, first hour, second hour, because that's a transition. Not only is it a transition in the new school year, but we're talking about transition between classes every hour, right? Where the child's not going to be in the same class all day long. Now they're going to have a different class period every hour. So having your child, as soon as you're able to, walk through and practice walking through that schedule, walking through the building to help reduce that anxiety. Not only is this a great thing for kids with autism or ADHD or anxiety to do, but think about kids who have experienced huge losses or any type of major changes. If you're a family that maybe has moved a lot, or perhaps that child has had any major losses in their life, you know, those are already big transitions that child is struggling with. So we want to make any other transitions or changes smoother for them and that process easier, especially when this is already a change of a new school year that's going to, we know, increase anxiety in most children or all children, that we want to try to reduce that anxiety as possible. So something really important to consider: talking with the school, communicating with them, having them, the child, go and tour the school, meet the teacher as early as possible. All right, so the next one, number five, talk about expectations and goals for the new school year. So engage in open conversations with your child about their expectations, you know, what the child wants to get out of the school year, their goals for the upcoming school year, as well as the goals of the family too. Encourage your child to share any worries or concerns that they might have, and offer support and reassurance. You know, setting achievable goals together can motivate them to strive for more success, right? So this can be for younger kids. I've seen books about, you know, starting first grade or going into second grade or meeting the teacher, right? There's like little books like that you can get on those particular subjects. There's also really great books for younger kids on overall just anxiety, right? And that's going to allow them to understand what anxiety is, what the body feels like, and different coping strategies. So you can get books specifically to a new school year, as well as books specifically to anxiety in general. And keeping that language concrete, when you're giving direction to the child, this is what I expect you're going to do. You have to pack your backpack. The backpack needs folder lunchbox, right? Pack the backpack, folder lunchbox. Keep it short. You don't have to say, well, in the morning, you have to pack your lunchbox. And then you also don't forget you need to then get your folder. And then we're going to have to then, no, it's too much. Just keep it as concrete. Less words, right? Just keep it as concrete as you can and as direct as you can. Direct and concrete. That's you as a parent letting the child know what your expectation is and what the child needs to do. But also talk to the child of what their goals are. Do they want to start a new sport? Do they want to start a new club? What are some things they want to do after school, right? What are some things that they want to get out of the school year? What are their own goals? So having that open conversation as a parent. And then what's also going to build that rapport and communication of parent and child. When you're fostering an environment of my child can come to me and discuss what their concerns are and their worries as well as their goals, you're going to be fostering that relationship at the same time. So overall, by implementing these strategies, you can help your child feel more prepared and confident for the new school year, make that transition smoother for them and more enjoyable for the both of you. Remember, your support and encouragement as a parent does play a crucial role in shaping your child's academic journey. So just keep that communication open between child and parent, open between the parents and the school. And when you're talking with your child, have active listening, hear their concerns out, provide that space for them where they feel comfortable that they can come and talk to you. And when you're providing direction, keep that direction direct and concrete. Thank you for joining me on this episode as we explore the process of preparing your child for the new school year. Remember that you're not alone in these emotions as a parent. And together, we can embark on this journey with love, understanding, and unwavering support. So as the new school year approaches within the next 2 to 4 weeks, let's embrace these strategies to help our children thrive in the new academic year. So here's to a successful and rewarding school year ahead. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the Psych Confidential podcast, share it with others, or leave a rating and review. You can find more information on my clinic page, which is www.brightpinepsychology.com. And to catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on social media at DrKat_PsyD, DrKat_PsyD. I hope you find this information useful, and I wish you all a great week. Until next time, this is Dr. Kat.